not being shook, not getting too alarmed with what the score was, and basically playing possession basketball. So that was just a real key for him.
And the Tigers go on to win it, to hit their free throws down the stretch, too, when Aurora was in the fouling game. And the Tigers won it by 7 and play Adams Central tonight here in the semifinals. Coach, these two teams play, 10 days ago, and Adams Central wins it at their place, 50-36. How the Tigers are going to try to turn this thing around tonight to get into the finals. Tomorrow night they have a run at the end of the ball game. I guess that was the biggest key there. They go 11-0 at the end of the ball game to beat you by the 14, but a pretty good ball game before that, but their big run at the end was the difference.
Well, we're really hoping that we've learned something from the last time we'd played them. We've now had 21 contests to learn various things throughout the season, and so we're excited to see a few of those things are in the kids' hip pockets and they're able to pull them out and use them when we need. Adams Central definitely creates some challenging situations where they've got some kids that can hit from long distance. They've got some nice interior players. And, you know, it was a game where we came out at halftime the last time we played them, and they were comfortably ahead, I want to say, by about 7. We had actually kind of snuck back into that a little bit, and then Adams Central made a nice surge to get it up to about 10, 11 points. Our kids actually fought back to cut it to 3, and you know, to Adams Central's credit, they were able to turn it up defensively and cause some problems. We struggled to score from that point on with about 3 minutes to go. The thing that we did like coming out of that game is some of the shots that we missed were definitely some shots that we wanted our kids to be able to take, be able to get. And so, you know, coming out of that game, you know, we know that we've got to play well, but we also know that we've got it in us to do those types of things.
This is the win and move on, and for the loser tonight, the season is over. What's the most important thing for the Tigers tonight, Coach, to win and move on?
Well, I think we've got to be able to minimize errors. We've got to be real focused on set plays, that everybody's running them precise, and if Adam Central you know, tries to alter any of that, be able to make our reads all the way through offensively. You know, last time, like I say, you know, when you cut it down to 3 with 3 minutes to go, you know, the team that's behind, you know, you've got to play almost perfect in order to capitalize on the other team's mistakes. And we didn't necessarily do that. What we'd like to do is come out from the beginning and make sure that each offensive end of the floor for us, you know, comes away with something, comes away with some good look. You know, taking care of the basketball is going to be a real key, because that allows you to have a good look each time down the floor. And then we'd like to be able to compete a little bit better on the boards than we did last time. We kind of got destroyed on the boards. We are undersized against a lot of teams, but you can sometimes negate some of that just by being in the right position.
Coach, good luck. Hopefully we'll have a chance to talk after it's over. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Blaine.
Scott Rosno, head basketball coach of the Hastings High Tigers. Stay tuned. We'll have the Adams Central side of things after this timeout on this afternoon's pregame show.
Call Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, for all your residential, farm, and commercial plumbing needs, including water heaters and water softeners. Witt Plumbing also does new construction, remodeling, and repairs, also backhoe, trenching, and leach fields, and is a certified septic tank installer. Call 463-4664. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Get professional expert service from Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, proudly supporting local and area academics and athletics.
Welcome back to this afternoon's pregame show, Adams Central and Hastings High, B5 District Semifinal. And Zach Foster is here, head basketball coach of the Adams Central Patriots. Coach, this basketball team, 14-8, regular season, ended the season about 10 days ago, beating Hastings High 50-36. So you've been off for about 10 days. How have things gone in the interim, waiting to play tonight?
Well, we really feel good about how we've practiced the last week. We really feel we got better on the defensive side of things. We got some of our confidence back offensively. We think we're a better basketball team than we were 10 days ago.
The basketball team winning that game over Hastings, 50-36. You have an 11-0 run to end the basketball game, a key there, and you really out-rebounded the Tigers in that ball game, almost a 2-1 margin. So those were keys in that last win, and I know you'd like to have another performance like that.
Definitely, and we came into that game saying that defensively on the glass was going to be our number one priority, as it always is for that matter. And I was really happy with our guys because they made a concerted effort to really rebound the ball, and that's going to be huge tonight.
You used your inside play. Calvinott has a good game in that first one inside to score some points, and played good defense in that one. So, and we're at the point of the season, coaches, win and move on. So you have to have all parts of the game in gear, don't you?
Definitely, and we still feel that's a strength of our team, that we've had four different guys score at least 18 points in a game. And I don't know who it's going to be, but we just keep telling our guys that, you know, you got to believe in each other. And if you're feeling it that night, we'll get you the ball. And like you said, Calvin had a good game the first time. He got in foul trouble, really, and only played about half the game against Hastings High. But when he was in there, he was a difference maker.
Okay, the Tigers tonight, Coach, they win the other night. So they have the advantage, I guess, if you look at it that way, that they played a game in this tournament. Does that make any difference to you that they played? Gives you a chance to scout them some more, I guess. But they played pretty well the other night.
Yeah, their confidence has got to be high right now. I mean, they've won two of their last four, I think, and beat Aurora twice, who's very athletic. So I think, you know, we're playing Hastings High when they're playing their best basketball by far. And every coach will say that's the goal, is be playing your best when it comes to districts. And so Coach Rossman's done a great job.
The basketball team in this game tonight, Coach, for the Patriots, what are the keys for Adams Central tonight? What are the keys for a victory to move on to the finals?
Well, I think defensively, again, rebounding is number one. If we eliminate any second-chance opportunities they may have, that's going to be huge. And then offensively for us, I think we just got to take care of the basketball. If we are sure with the ball, don't turn it over, don't give them second-chance points, I think we feel good about where we stand in the game. They play great help defense. Their man-to-man defense is very good. I think so when we drive the ball, we may not be able to get to the rim right away, but if we can drive and pitch and drive and pitch, eventually I think we can break them down and get good perimeter opportunities also for our shooters.
Is the first part of this game, Coach, going to be kind of where we're going in this game? It's going to be important for both teams, obviously, but your guys having not played in 10 days, you hope they're sharp right from the get-go, don't you? Is that a concern at all?
I don't know if it's a concern, but you're right. I mean, when you have a layoff, you never know how you're going to respond. And you've seen teams, we've all seen teams respond differently to that. Some teams come out and you can tell they've really used those 10 days to get better. Some teams come out and they're a little tight. I'm not really concerned with our guys. I think they got better the last 10 days. I'd be way more concerned if we hadn't practiced well.
Coach Wooden said, be quick but don't hurry. Is that the kind of thing, Coach, you're looking for here? Be quick but don't hurry too much to where you get to making mistakes. So I guess that could be kind of the mantra for both teams tonight, can it?
Oh, definitely. And I think there'll probably be some nerves for our guys early just because, like you said, Hastings just played 2 days ago and we haven't played in a while. I guess we just got to hope that gets out of our system quickly, early in the game.
But the guys who were on the team last year, about a year ago, they won this tournament to head to the state tournament. I know that's a goal for every team, but some of these guys have been through this, so there's nothing like going to the state tournament, so a lot on the line, but just hope it's a fun, competitive ball game, but the guys know what's going on here.
Oh, definitely, and we have a lot of experience, guys that played last year who want to get back. That was one of our number one goals for the whole season, to get back to Lincoln. We did our job in the regular season. We had the one seed. Obviously, everybody's 0-0 when you start districts. But we feel good about where we're at, and now it just comes down to making plays and doing what we do.
So the Patriots two wins away, Hastings High also two wins away from that state tournament. Coach, good luck tonight. Hopefully we'll get a chance to talk efforts over. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's Zach Foster, head basketball coach, the Adams Central Patriots. Stay tuned to City Matchup, Hastings-Adams Central, Hastings High School. That's coming right up.
In the Paint has been brought to you by Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings. Where there's a whip, there's a way. Call 463-4664. Stay tuned. High school basketball is up next on ESPN 1550, KICS.
The unbelievable tractor tire sale is on now at CPI Mr. Tire. Co-op pivot tires are as low as $151 cash and carry for size 11.2 by 24 4-ply. The Agrimax tractor tire is low as $925 cash and carry for size 480 ADR42. Other tractor tires are also on sale at CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of South Central Nebraska.
Helping you help yourself, CPI. CPI.
High school basketball is brought to you by the ESPN Radio 1550 KICS Sports Boosters, local business supporting local youth and local athletics.
And good late afternoon, everyone, and welcome to high school basketball here tonight on ESPN 1550 KICS Radio in Hastings. We're at Grand Island Senior High School tonight for the Class B5 District Semifinal basketball game. Between two Hastings schools, we have a city matchup. Hastings teams up here at Grand Island Senior High in the semifinals. The Adams Central Patriots and the Hastings High Tigers tonight, with the winner moving on to the championship game tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. The losers' season will be over tonight. Neither team in contention for the wild card, and the Patriots and the Tigers will meet for the second time in the last 9 days in this district semifinal tonight. Adams Central, the number one seed in this 5-16 tournament, 14-8 on the year, their first game of this district tournament. The Hastings side Tigers at 5-16. The Tigers defeating Aurora 63-56 in the semifinals on Saturday night. The Tigers down by 4 at halftime, fell behind by 8 in the third quarter, got the game tied at 36 after 3, went on to get some buckets inside and hit their free throws in the fourth quarter, and the Tigers took out Aurora 63-56 to advance to the semifinals. In the other first-round game Saturday, Grand Island Northwest defeated Lexington of a score of 60-44. So it's the Patriots and the Tigers in Game 1 tonight, Grand Island Northwest and Holdridge in Game 2 in the semis. The two winners meet at 7 o'clock tomorrow night here for the championship at Grand Island Senior High. And we'll have the game for you tomorrow night on 1230 KHAS Radio, our sister station, because we know that one Hastings team will be in that championship with Adams Central and Hastings High playing in the semifinals tonight. We're going to take a timeout, and when we return, we'll give you the starting lineups, first quarter play-by-play after this one-minute timeout.
The unbelievable tractor tire sale is on now at CPI Mr. Tire. Co-op pivot tires are as low as $151 cash and carry for size 11.2 by 24 4-ply. The Agrimax tractor tire is as low as $925 cash and carry for size 480 ADR 42. Other tractor tires are also on sale at CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of South Central Nebraska.
Helping you help yourself, CPI, CPI.
Taking care of your eyes may be the most important thing you can do for yourself. Let Dr. Richard Arneson and Dr. Nate Boland at Hastings Vision Clinic help you with the best, most complete vision care, including eye exams, low vision treatment, therapeutic treatment for eye disease, contact lenses, designer eyewear, and sunglasses. Hastings Vision Clinic is a Medicare and Medicaid provider with an on-site spectacle lab and is open Monday through Friday and Saturday mornings. Call 462-8816 at Hastings Vision Clinic, 2119 West 12th in Hastings.
And welcome back to Grand Island Senior High after the singing of our national anthem. Adams Central, Hastings High, Class B, District 5, semifinals tonight here at Grand Island Senior High. These two teams met February 19th. Adams Central winning it 50-36. It was the season finale for both teams. The Patriots scored the last 11 points, pulled away from a three-point lead in the final 3 minutes and 20 seconds, and won the game 50-36 over the Tigers. The Patriots with 39 rebounds in that game to 20 for Hastings High, so a dominant board performance by the Adams Central Patriots over the Tigers in that basketball game. Hastings High School coming into this basketball game, averaging 44 points a game, giving up 53. They have been out-rebounded on average by their opponents. They start Tyler Rebarger, 6'1" sophomore, 7 points a game. Ty Anderson, a 6'2" junior, also 7 points a game. Cade Welty, a 6'3" junior, 7.3 points per game. The leading scorer, Patrick Opperman, 6'3 junior, 8 points a game. And Brady Mankey, the 6'5 junior, 5.6 points per game. The Tigers are 5-16 on the season. Adams Central comes in averaging 60 points a game, just under 60, sitting at 50.2 per game. They are 14-8, and they start Matt Overmiller, a 6'2 senior, 10.5 points a game. Nick Stein, the 6'2 senior, 11 points a contest. Calvin Ott, 6'3 senior, 8.5 points a game. Jake Fowler, the 5'10 sophomore, 2.3 points per game. And Brady Barrett, the 6'1" junior, 18 points a game for Barrett. The Patriots and the Tigers for the district semifinal matchup here tonight. And the winner moving on to the championship game tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. And as we say, we will have that game for you on our sister station, 1230 KHAS Radio, tomorrow night
tomorrow night because we know winner of this one will be in it. We'll have a city team involved, so we'll have it on 1230 KHF. Adam Simple's the home team in their home white with the red and blue Newvels, red and blue trim. Hastings High, the visiting team, in their black uniforms with the orange numerals, orange and white trim. Adam Simple will shoot at the basket to our left here at Grand Island Senior High here on ESPN 1550 KICS Radio, Hastings, Nebraska. The Patriots and the Tigers. District semifinal basketball, and here we go. Joel throws that ball in the air, and the tip is controlled by Adam Central. Brady Barrett grabs it, and the Patriots will have first opportunity to score here. Man-to-man defense for the Tigers. Barrett to Jake Fowler. Fowler swings it to the top of the key. Pat Overmiller, now to Nick Stein, slashes in the lane, back out to Fowler for three in the air. In and out, no good. Offensive rebound, Calvin Ott. He's tied up by Ty Anderson of the Tigers. Ultimate possession on that jump ball call. It will go to the Hastings High Tigers. Calvin Ott had a great game of 14 points in the first meeting between these two teams back on February 19th and was a big factor inside also in that game. And the Tigers have it with Brady Mankey controlling for Hastings High. Patriots start out in a man-to-man defense, making to Opperman, top of the key, to Cade Welke, right side to Rebucker. Into the lane, 14-footer by Tyler Rebucker. Off, no good, rebound Brady Bear to the Patriots. He's seen with one shot, both missed it. Front court underneath Overmiller. He fakes two Tigers into the air, and one lands on Overmiller, and a foul before Overmiller's shot. Now calling Cade Welke of the Tigers. It'll be a non-shooting situation. The Patriots will throw it in underneath their own basket. We're scoreless. Less than a minute gone in this district semifinal. Hastings High, Adams Central, here at Grand Island Senior High School. Take Fowler in to Calvin Ott. To Nick Stein in the corner to Matt Overmiller. Couple dribbles with the left hand. Tipped away from Overmiller. He grabs it back to Brady Barrett on the baseline right. 13-footer in the air. Short. No good. Offensive rebound. Ott taken away from him. He comes out of there with it and taps it to Fowler. Left side to Stein. Stein drives baseline, puts up a shot on the run. Off, no good. Cade Welke gets the rebound for the Tigers. So we're still scoreless in the first quarter. Mankey front court to Ty Anderson on the right wing for the Tigers. Cross court to the Rebarger. Either with it, Jake Fowler with the defense there. To Anderson at the top of the key. To Brady Mankey swings it into the corner to Cade Welke for the Tigers. The orange and black of the Tigers, the red, white, and blue of the Patriots. Ty Anderson to the left baseline, slashes underneath to Welke. Shot up, rolls off, no good. A sight forward to Welke, tied up by Matt Overmiller. Another jump ball called. This basketball belongs to Adam Central. These teams have some cracks at the basket. No shots go down. No turnovers in the game. No points. One foul in the game on the Tigers. Jake Fowler into the front court. Adam Central, the top seed in this tournament. Hastings High, the fifth seed. Six-team tournament. Free ball by Brady Barrett is good. Brady Barrett for three, first field goal of our game, and the Patriots jump out in front 3-0. Brady Mankey front court for the Tigers to Welke to Ty Anderson. The left wing to Mankey. Barrett with the defense there. Mankey right side to Cade Welke. Welke to Rebarger. Has to run down the path as it goes off his hand, but Tyler runs it down for the Tigers to Ty Anderson. Nick Stein plays defense on Anderson. Patriots in the man-to-man, top of the key to Welke, right side. He rebounds. He drives, puts up a shot, short, no good. It goes to Overmiller. Overmiller to Fowler. Patriots run from right to left. Run toward Nick Stein. Back to Fowler. To Barrett. 5.5 minutes to go. First quarter. 3-0 Adams Central. Barrett now to Stein. Drives the baseline. Puts up a shot on the run. Off there. No good. Tipped around. Grabbed on the baseline by Ty Anderson of the Tigers. Anderson gives it up to Brady Mankey. Mankey front court. Back to Ty Anderson for Hastings High School. Tigers trying to get on the board here. Played about 3 minutes. Rebarger looks inside for Welke. Still looking out top of the key to Anderson. Takes it from there in the air. Bounces out, no good. Patriots clear the boards once again. No second opportunities yet for the Tigers. Barrett with the rebound into the front court. Two on Barrett, gives it off to Fowler. Right side to Nick Stein. Stein now slows it up, back to Fowler. And the Patriots set up against this man-to-man defense of the Tigers. Right side to Overmiller. Matt with it. Top of the key to Nick Stein. Swings it left side to Fowler. Inside Odd, off his hand and out of bounds, but it was off Opperman's hands and out of bounds. And a couple of new ones in for the Tigers. Mark Gooden, the 6'1 sophomore. Will Reimer, the 5'10 sophomore. Anderson out, Rebarger out. Gooden and Reimer in for the Tigers. 4:38 to go first quarter. Still 3-0 Adams Central. Barrett inbounds to Stein for the Patriots. To Overmiller. To Fowler. Underneath to Stein. Puts it up with the left hand and scores. Stein with the field goal. Sixth Fowler, 5-0 Adams Central. Brady Menke quickly into the front court for the Tigers. To Welke. To Mark Gooden. Deep on the left wing. Top of the key to Reimer. Still with it. To Mark Gooden. Lob inside to Overmiller. Tipped away and grabbed by Overmiller. First turnover of the game on the Tigers. Stein into the front court for Adams Central. The Tigers turn it over. Stein on baseline off. Top of the key. Overmiller fakes the three. Goes into the lane. Puts up a runner. Off there. No good. Tipped around. And it's going to be a rebounding foul called on the Patriots. Calvin Ott. He just screened out. Tried to go over the top of a Tiger. Called for the foul. The first of the game. Ashton Dirks coming in. Blake Overmiller. Zach Hollister for the Patriots. Matt Karloff in for the Tigers. Fowler goes out. Overmiller goes out. Barrett goes out for the Patriots. And Cade Welke goes out. So the Tigers have Menke and Opperman, Gooden, Karloff, and Reimer on the floor. The Patriots have Hollister, Dirks, Ott, Stein, and Blake Overmiller. Blake Matt's brother. Tigers control, still looking for their first points. 5-0 Adams Central. Gooden, right? Corner now to Opperman. Double teamed as he gets 13 feet away from the basket. Up, puts up a floater, rolls off there, no good. Zach Hollister pulls it down for the Patriots. Again, one and done for the Tigers. The Patriots dominating the boards in the first quarter here. Stein shot up, will be a line drive shot, no good. Battle far to the baseline, trying to save it. It's a Tiger, but it's off the Patriot out of bounds. Officials say it's off. Calvin Ott of the Tiger basketball. Matt Overmiller back in. First ref for Nick Stein. Calvin Ott goes out. Brady Barrett back in. First breather for Patrick Opperman as Ty Anderson checks in for the Tigers. Ty Anderson will inbound it to Will Reimer. Gooden stays on the floor. Got a rebarker back in the game. And Matt Karloff for the Tigers. So everybody's had a breather now. 3:10 to go first quarter. 5-0 Adams Central. Rebarker with it in the front court. Gets the screen. Gets to the free throw line. To Reimer. Baseline shot, by Gooden, a 15-footer for Mark Gooden with the first field goal of the game for the Tigers, and that came at the three-minute mark. It's 5-2 Adams Central. Zach Hollister deep in the left corner for Adams Central to Barrett. Brady Barrett with the ball, double-teamed and a whistle, and a foul going to be called on the Tigers. Ty Anderson, a little too close with the defense there on Barrett by Ty Anderson, his first, team second. Patriots will throw it in on the near sideline in front of the Tiger bench, now more closer to the corner. Matt Overmiller will toss it in for the Patriots. It's 5-2 in favor of Adams Central, laying down the ball to Matt Overmiller. To Barrett from the wing for three. Off, no good. Battle for it underneath. Overmiller tries to grab it, does put the shot up short, no good. A battle for it underneath, and Will Reimer grabs it for the Tigers. To Gooden. Gooden runs from left to right. Mark Gooden, front court for the orange and black of Hastings High to Anderson. High into the lane, into the corner. Pass is going to be wide of Gooden and out of bounds. The Tigers turn it away, throw it away. Second turnover. Nick Stein to check back in for Adams Central. Going out is going to be Blake Overmiller. Blake, the brother of Matt, the sophomore Blake Overmiller, with a couple of minutes there, and he goes back to the bench. 2:22 to go, period number one. 5-2 Adams Central. As Ashton Dirks controls the basketball for the Patriots into the scoring zone. Patriots shooting at the basket to our left here at Grand Island Senior High. Brady Barrett with the basketball. Double team. Now takes the three. No good. Rebound offensively by Overmiller. Shot put up short. No good. Another offensive rebound for Overmiller. One dribble in the whistle. A jump ball call. The Tigers with the defense there surrounding Matt Overmiller. Get the jump ball call. All of the possession. And will go stay with the Patriots. Brady Menke, Cade Welke check in. Ty Anderson, Matt Karloff go out. Mark Gooden goes out. Patrick Opperman also back in for the Tigers. Barrett inbounds to Stein. Into the lane. 12-footer in the air. Off, no good. Rebound Opperman of the Tigers. They're just getting their chances to score from the field, but not connecting in this first quarter. Brady Menke, front court for the Tigers. 5-2 Adams Central. 1:45 to go. That just been off 9 days. Their last competition was against Hastings High on February 19th. The Tigers with an opening round win on Saturday. So they have their feet wet in this tournament. Inside the Welke turn shot blocked by Stein and a jump ball call. Nick Stein with the block there and a jump ball call and stay with the Tigers. Jake Fowler, Calvin Ott back in, Ashton Dirks out, Zach Hollister out. So everybody's had a chance. The rotations have been 8 apiece so far in this game, so everybody's got the first quarter jitters out of the way. And Tigers inbound, they do to Patrick Opperman. Into the lane, has no shot, out to Brady Menke. 1:28 to go, first quarter, 5-2 Patriots. Mankey looks inside, but has no pass. Now we'll bring it back out between the rings, still in the dribble. Brady Baird with the defense. Left wing to Opperman. Patrick with it. To Tyler Rebarger. To Mankey. Brady with it. Right side. To Reimer for three in the air. Off there, no good. Battle part of the baseline. It goes off the Tiger and out of bounds. It'll be basketball to the Patriots. Neither team has set any shooting records in this first quarter. It's 5-2. Patriots have pretty much controlled the boards, but they have not shot the basketball well. And a three ball from Brady Barrett and a two-point field goal from Nick Stein. 1 2-pointer for Mark Gooden for the Tigers. Less than a minute to go in period number one. High school basketball here on ESPN 1550, KICS Radio, Hastings, Nebraska. Patriots have the ball in the corner. It's Nick Stein. Tigers in a man-to-man all first quarter. Jake Fowler to Barrett. Inside the lane, a runner from seven is going to be short. They fight for it underneath, grabbed by Patrick Opperman, saves it to three-bogger. Set court pass to Reimer. Reimer will drive. Shoot blocked out of bounds by Matt Overmiller. And a foul going to be called on Overmiller. Overmiller got some ball, got some arm there. The foul called on the Patriots, Matt Overmiller. And Will Reimer to the free throw line to shoot two. Reimer took that out in the pass from Opperman and goes to the hoop. And Overmiller with the foul, 33 seconds to go first quarter. Still 5-2 Adams Central, and Will Reimer to shoot a pair for the Tigers. Up and in and out, no good. Our first free throw of the night. District championship basketball games in classes C1 and C2 tonight, including St. Cecilia and Centennial tonight. Second free throw by Reimer is good, and all the winners tonight in C1 and C2 advance to the state tournament a week from Thursday. Jake Fowler drives to the hoop, runner off the glass, and the rim is good. Nice shot there on the run. Jake Fowler's first field goal, 7-3 Patriots with 16 seconds to go in the Tigers' control. 7-3 Adams Central. Mankey front court to Rebarger with 10 seconds to go. He's near the timeline. Now to Mankey. Now the offense will get in gear with 6 seconds to go. Mankey into the lane, dishes in the corner. Rebarger will take the three from the wing, and it's going to bounce right. Hits the guy wire above the basket. It was a jump and went high off the guy wire, so that's out of bounds. The ball fell through, but it won't count after going out of bounds, hitting the wire above the basket. Overmiller bounced the ball. He will throw it up, and it would be short, and it would have been after the fact anyway. That's the end of period number one. The score, Adams Central 7, Hastings High 3, back with the second quarter in 1 minute.
Call Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, for all your residential, farm, and commercial plumbing needs, including water heaters and water softeners. Witt Plumbing also does new construction, remodeling, and repairs, also backhoe, trenching, and leach fields, and is a certified septic tank installer. Call 463-4664. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Get professional expert service from Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, proudly supporting local and area academics and athletics.
Mohawk Carpet has been the most trusted name in carpet for more than 132 years, and Boar's Floors is your Mohawk dealer and color center in Hastings. New Mohawk products are arriving at Boar's Floors, and you can get sale prices on the new Mohawk carpet, tile, laminate, and wood, plus discounts on the current Mohawk line of floor products. Now is the time to save on Mohawk Carpet at Boar's Floors, 827 West 1st in downtown Hastings. Call 46-FLOOR, that's 463-5667, Boar's Floors in Hastings.
7-3 Adams Central after the first quarter in this Class B5 district semifinal at Grand Island Senior High. The Patriots lead it 7-3. They have the ball to start period number two over Hastings High. Brady Barrett to Matt Overmiller. Calvin Ott out there. Jake Fowler and Nick Stein for the Patriots. Brady Mankey, Ty Anderson, Will Reimer, Patrick Opperman, and Tyler Rebarger for the Tigers. So a cold shooting quarter by both ball clubs. And Ott has the basketball. Heads for the hoop. Shoots. Shot rolls off. No good. Ott with his own rebound, shoots again and misses, and grabbed now by Tyler Rebarger. Rebarger with the rebound there. The Patriots with two chances there, but can't connect. Rebarger inside to Ty Anderson. Turns towards the hoop, back out to Opperman, right side to Reimer. Baseline now to Rebarger. Tyler with it, left wing to Mankey. Brady with it, pass underneath to Anderson. Nice pass, Mankey. Anderson shot up. He's fouled on the play. He'll go to the line to shoot two. Nick Stein picks up the foul to the free throw line. It'll be Ty Anderson. Ty hasn't scored in the game, but he had a good ball game the last time these two teams played as the Tigers fell to the Patriots. And the first free throw is missed by Ty. Anderson had 14 in that first game. to lead the Tigers. Second free throw is up and good. So 1 out of 2 for Anderson, and it's 7-4, Adams Central, early in period number 2. The winner to the championship of this district against the winner of game number 2 tonight, Grand Island Northwest, and Holdridge. Guy now to Obermiller, underneath to Ott. Ott double team puts up the shot and scores. Calvin Ott, his first field goal of the game. 9-4, Patriots with a 5-point lead. It started out with a 5-0 lead, 7-3 after one, now 9-4, Patriots. Calvin Ott with the leading score in game one against these two teams. The Patriots worked well inside and dominated the boards. And there's a travel on Patrick Opperman. Third turnover on Hastings High. I don't have the Patriots with any turnovers. 9-4, Adams Central. 6:38 to go before halftime. The winner to the championship tomorrow night will have that game on 1230 KHS. We'll have a Hastings team there. We are assured of that. Nick Stein with the ball for Adams Central. Cross courts it to Fowler. Jake Fowler will take the shot from the wing for three. In and out. No, Calvin Ott. Another offensive rebound off the glass and scoring. Calvin Ott dies to get that rebound and scores on the offensive flip pass. The Patriots dominating the boards once again. 11-4, Adams Central's biggest lead. Menke now to Rebar. The Patriots in a man-to-man defense. They played pretty well in it. One and done pretty much for the Tigers. Ty Anderson shot off over. Brady Barrett clears with another rebound. At least three for Barrett to Obermiller. Front court now to Stein. Back to Obermiller. Into the lane is Matt. Turns, spins, and is going to be called for traveling. There's a turnover on the Patriots. Traveling on Adams Central. Mark Gooden, Cade Welton in for the Tigers. Patrick Opperman, Ben Reimer out for Adams Central. And a whistle. We're going to have a timeout on the floor. Timeout Hastings High School. 5:52 to go before halftime. Adams Central 11, Hastings High 4. We're back in 1 minute.
You're invited to the Plumbing Showroom at Cully Pipe and Steel Supply in Hastings to see the 3,000-square-foot showroom. The Plumbing Showroom includes a full line of kitchen and bath products, featuring products by Moen, Crane, Swanstone, quality kitchen and bath cabinets, Aqualine air pools, and many more plumbing products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, the Plumbing Showroom has the professional people that can help you create the look you want. It's the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street in Hastings, a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply Incorporated.
Get out and play in your own backyard with the Hustler Sport, available at Jeans Repair and Sales. This mower is loaded with contractor-grade features, including a welded 42, 48, or 54-inch mowing deck. Hustler's smooth track steering makes mowing effortless. The Sport is the highest quality mower in its class, and the beautiful cut will leave your yard the envy of the neighborhood. The Hustler Sport, for the person who wants to turn mow time into playtime. See the Sport at Jeans Repair and Sales, 820 West 17th Street, Hastings.
Welcome back to Grand Island Senior High Tiger Basketball, threading the Patriots here 11-4, 5.5 minutes to go before halftime. Ty Anderson with the ball for the Tigers against this man-to-man defense of Adams. Now to Rebarger. Tyler with it. He looks at Welke inside, now bounce pass inside to Cade. And a whistle of travel call on Cade Welke. Tigers turn it over for the fourth time. Tigers just cannot penetrate inside. They have got a good inside game going in the second half the other night to helps them in their cause beating Aurora, but nothing inside tonight for the Tigers. They've been one and done for most of the evening. Adams Central has dominated the boards. There's a pass inside to Calvin Ott. Back out. Kenneth Overman with a pass knocked into the backcourt by Tyler Rebar, and Jake Fowler goes back and retrieves it for the Patriots. 5 minutes to go in the second quarter. 11-4 Adams Central. Top of the key, Steiner takes the three in the air. Off the side of the backcourt, and rim no good. Offensive rebound, Brady Bell throws it up and good. Brady Barrett offensive rebound and score. He has 5. Patriots increased their biggest lead. Now it's up to 9. 13-4. And the Tigers got to get some points on the board here. Let this one get out of hand here. Anderson, the baseline, spins, shoots and scores. Nice play underneath Ty Anderson. As all three of his points in period number 2. 13-6 Patriots. Fowler front court for the Patriots. Overmiddle for 3. Going to be off there. No good. Way wide. They run it down. Tipped around the near sideline. Saving is Jake Fowler. Cross-court pass to Barrett. Barrett is bumped into by Nick Stein. Barrett hit the floor. Brady headed for the hoop. He ran into his teammate Nick Stein. Barrett hit the deck. He whistled for traveling, and the Patriots turn it over. Jake Fowler out. The sophomore Blake Overmiller in. Also going to check in senior Zach Hollister for Adams Central. And Ashton Dirks back in there for the Patriots, the 5'11 senior. So Barrett on the floor with Stein, Dirks, Hollister, and Blake Overmiller. Mark Gooden for the Tigers, Ty Anderson, Matt Karloff in for Cade Welke, Will Reimer also back in for the Tigers, And also on the floor, Tyler Rebarger. The Tigers looking for some offense here. They're down 13-6, 4:12 to go in period number two. This is the Class B5 district semifinal tonight. Adams Central and Hastings High here at Grand Island Senior High. Mark Gooden cross-courts it to Reimer for three. In the air, in and out, no good. Rebound, Zach Hollister. Out the pass to Ashton Dirks. Dirks one on three, so he'll hold it up. Gives it to Blake Overmiller for the Patriots as the offense. That's to the offense of the Patriots. Catches up with Dirks. Dirks now will control the basketball. Right side pass to Stein, to Blake Overmiller. Cutter inside is Hollister. Turn, shoot, scores. Hollister takes the pass, works it inside, and scores. First field goal for Zach Hollister, 15-6. Patriots front court, a whistle as on the floor is Matt Karloff, and a foul called on the Patriots. Zach Hollister picks up his first. Patrick Opperman in, Blake Brady Mankey in. Mark Gooden goes out, Ty Anderson goes up to the Tigers. 14 foul, the first on Hollister. The Tigers will play it in underneath their own basket, and Brady Mankey looks to toss it in. Still looking, bounce pass to Matt Karloff. Karloff back out to Rebarger, to Reimer, right side to Mankey. Brady with it, 15-6, Patriots inside to Karloff, left-handed shot up, short, no, Rick gets his own, offensive rebound, spinning and turning and scoring. Matt Karloff with the offensive rebound and basket, 15-8, Patriots, that's what the Tigers need inside, some rebounding, second opportunity there, and Karloff rebounded and scored. Overmiller Blake is bumped in the play and fouled by Matt Karloff. Matt Karloff with the foul is Blake Overmiller. Was on the baseline, a foul on Karloff. 3:04 to go as the Patriots send back in Calvin Ott and Jake Fowler. Blake Overmiller, Nick Stein go out. Brady Bear to throw it in for Adams Central. They lead 15-8. 5 minutes gone, 3 minutes to play in the first half. Barrett with the basketball for Adams Central. Into the lane, knocked away and a push. The Tigers. Karloff came out of there with the ball, but Matt had the foul first, and he picks up his second in the last 10 seconds. 2008 seconds on Karloff, so Matt gets two quick fouls. He goes with his bucket, now he'll sit down, and Cade Welke back in. Matt Overmiller in for Ashton Dirks for Adams Central. Jake Fowler will play it in on the 14th foul of the Tigers. Each team with only four, so we're not shooting free throws yet. Inside to Calvin Ott and a whistle. Foul going to be called on Brady Mankey of the Tigers. His first, team's fifth, as the Patriots making a concerted effort to get that basketball inside to Calvin Ott. The 6'3 senior has scored two field goals this quarter. Jake Fowler throws it long to Zach Hollister. Lost control of it, goes into the backcourt. But it was tipped, say the officials. And it'll be Hollister grabbing the ball, so it's not a violation of the Patriots. And Adam Sendel controls the ball into the lane. Barrett, he will drive, shoot, and score. Brady Barrett moves his way through the lane and scores his 7 point. 17-8, Patriots by 9. Mankey front court to Patrick Opperman, left side to Rebarger. Tyler with it. Lost control of it, trying to steal it as Fowler, can't do it. Rebarger grabs it back, swings it right side to Opperman. Right side to Mankey, 2:20 to go in the second quarter. 9 point Patriot lead. Reimer now to Rebarger, goes to his left. Brings the pass to Opperman for three on the wing. No good. Rebound comes long, but it comes to Hollister. Zach Hollister to Brady Baird, and Adams Central will have the basketball. 2 minutes to go in the second quarter. 9 point Patriot lead. Barrett now to Calvin Ott. Ott to Matt Overmiller. Right side to Hollister. Inside to Barrett. Puts it up from five. It'll be off there. No good. At Bamford, Ott gets another offensive rebound to Fowler. To Overmiller. Matt Overmiller gives up his dribble, passes to Zach Hollister. Back to Overmiller as the Patriots slow things up. Man-to-man defense for the Tigers. There's a lob underneath to Brady Barrett. He dribbles it back out behind the three-point arc, and Adams Central will try it again. And a palming violation call on Adams Central. And the turnover Patriots as Ashton Dirks comes back in for Zach Hollister for the Patriots. 1 minute, 30 seconds to play, second quarter. 17-8 Adams Central. Will Reimer has the basketball for Hastings High. Crosses the timeline into the scoring zone to our right here at Grand Island Senior High School. Cade Welke with it. Right side to Reimer. They look for Opperman inside. Will can't find him there. To Rebarger. to Reimer on the right wing, now to Opperman in the right corner. Patrick with it. Look inside. There's a pass. It's going to be deflected and grabbed by Dirks. Tigers turn it over for the fifth time. Adam Central with 1 minute to go in the first half. 17 and a whistle. A quick timeout going to be called by Adam Central, so we'll take one. 57 seconds to go first half. Adam Central 17, Hastings High 8, back in 30 seconds.
Friends, let's stop spending our weekends driving back and forth from some home improvement warehouse. Let's make one trip to Ace. Get help quickly from people who know their stuff. And do it all before our second cup of coffee. Get your weekend back.
Ace can help you quickly turn your to-do list into a to-done list.
Big G Ace, 3203 Osborne Drive West, Hastings. Big G Ace is open from 7:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 to 6 Sundays.
Ace, the helpful place.
Basketball here tonight on ESPN 1550, KICS Radio in Hastings, Nebraska, and the ESPNSuperStation.com. 57 seconds to go here before halftime. Adams Central leading Hastings High 17-8. This is the semifinals of the Class B District 5 basketball tournament. The winner to the championship game at 7 o'clock tomorrow night. The loser's season will be over. The team in contention for a wild card. The Patriots suffering a five-game losing streak late in the season before ending the regular season with a win over Hastings High. That's the last time the Patriots played. The Tigers with a win Saturday night. Adam Settle had the ball. Pass underneath for Calvin Ott. Deflected out of bounds by the Tigers. Ashton Dirks to play it in for the Patriots. Does long to Brady Barrett. 48 seconds to go before halftime. Barrett with the ball. To Ashton Dirks. Bounce pass to the baseline to Ott. Shot up short. No good for the whistle. Foul going to be called on Hastings High's Cade Welke. Calvin Ott was on the baseline. Tried to pull it up from almost underneath the basket. Welke fouled. Off to the line to shoot two. Bradham Center. The Patriots first free throws of the evening. 16 foul, but this is a two-shot situation. Ott's free throw is good. He has five all this quarter. Patriots' biggest lead up to 10, 18-8. But good men, Cade Welke out. Welke has to go to the bench with two fouls. He has two, and Matt Karloff has two for the Tigers. Second free throw by Ott is up and no good. Ashton Dirks offensive rebound to Ott. Drives away, shoots and scores. Calvin Ott with seven, and it turns out to be a three-point play, and the Patriots go up 20-8. The Tigers control the ball in the front court. They're down by a dozen now. Only 8 points this half for Hastings High. The ball three-barker to Ty Anderson. Stein with the defense on Anderson. High between the rings. Goes to his right. Into the lane. Now to the free throw line. Out to Reimer to Anderson. 10 seconds to go. Hastings High. Looking for a two or three. Or Anderson drives in the lane. Shot up short and a travel on Anderson. High turns it over on the travel. Into the game, Micah Lindblad, 6'1 senior for the final 6 seconds. Calvin Ott will go out. The Patriots will try to come the length of the floor, 6.2 seconds. Lead at 20-8. Barrett with the basketball, a little pressure in the backcourt. Barrett to the timeline with three. We'll pull it up from about 25 feet. It's going to be off the iron. No good. That's the end of the first half. We play two quarters of this semifinal district game. Adams Central with the lead all the way here at halftime. The score, Adams Central 20, Hastings High 8. We'll talk about this first half in 2 minutes.
If you've been in a winter weather accident or it's time to get rid of that dent or scratch on your vehicle, let Jansen Auto Body take care of it. Jansen Auto Body does body repair and painting, glass replacement, frame straightening on both domestic and foreign, and fiberglass work. Jansen Auto Body gives free estimates and has a 24-hour towing service. Call Jeremiah at 463-5001. Jansen Auto Body on West Highway 6 in Hastings. That's Jansen Auto Body, West Highway 6 in Hastings. Good luck to the local and area teams in their basketball tournaments.
Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't: Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
Rausch Commercial Builders specializes in commercial construction and remodeling, also doing industrial work, cement and carpentry, plus additions. Rausch Commercial Builders' work ethic, excellent finished product, and professional reputation have spread through Hastings, South Central Nebraska, and into neighboring states. call Steve at 402-463-8886. Roche Commercial Builders, 322 West South Street in Hastings, a proud supporter of local and area teams and the Nebraska Cornhuskers. Call Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, for all your residential, farm, and commercial plumbing needs, including water heaters and water softeners. Witt Plumbing also does new construction, remodeling, and repairs, also backhoe, trenching, and leach fields, and is a certified septic tank installer. Call 463-4664. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Get professional expert service from Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, proudly supporting local and area academics and athletics.
Welcome back to Grand Island Senior High School. It's high school basketball here tonight for you on ESPN 1550, KICS Radio, Hastings, Nebraska, and the ESPN Superstation.com. Blaine Bulis with you. We are at halftime. This is the Class B5. It's a district semifinal. Two Hastings teams, Hastings High, Adams Central, meeting in the semifinal, guaranteeing Hastings a team in the championship game tomorrow night. The winner will be in that championship game at 7 o'clock. The loser's season is over tonight. Adams Central leads it here 20-8. Adams Central has led all the way, jumping out to a 5-0 lead. Took the Tigers 5 minutes to score. It was 5-2, Patriots. Adams Central led 7-3 after a cold shooting first quarter by both teams. Adams Central warmed up with 13 second quarter points, and the Tigers could manage only 5 in the second quarter, and Adams Central moved their lead up to 12 here at halftime, 20-8, and that is the largest lead of the ball game for the Patriots at 12, 20-8 here at halftime. So Adams Central hadn't played in 9 days, a little bit of rust, I guess, in the first quarter. The Tigers won Saturday night over Aurora 63-56, so they played in this tournament, but the Tigers are not hitting from the field in the first half. One and done for the most part, not many offensive rebounds at all for the Tigers in that first half, as Adams Central has controlled the boards as they did in their first meeting back on February the 19th. The Tigers had about a 2-1 edge facing them in rebounds. The Patriots out-rebounding the Tigers in their first meeting by about a 2-1 margin, and Patriots doing it once again here tonight. Adams Central leads it by the score of 20-8. First half scoring for the Patriots, they have two players in double figures. Brady Barrett with 7, Calvin Ott with 7. Now, Calvin got all 7 of his points in the second quarter. The Patriots want to pound that ball inside if they can, and use the height and muscle of Calvin Ott inside as they did in game number one. He led the team with 14 in that first game with Adams Central winning over the Tigers back on the 19th of February. Calvin Ott had a good game with 14. He had 12 at halftime in that first game. He has 7 at halftime here tonight, along with Brady Barrett for the Patriots. And 2 points apiece for Nick Stein, Jake Fowler, and Zach Hollister. Matt Overmiller, who averages in double figures, has not scored for the Patriots. Ashton Dirks, Blake Overmiller, and Micah Lindblad have played, but they have not scored. Adams Central with 20 first-half points, 7 in the first quarter, 13 in the second, and they are 1 out of 2 from the free-throw line, turn it over unofficially only 3 times. The Hastings High Tigers, 4 players scored, but only one guy with more than 2. Ty Anderson has 3 for the Tigers, 2 points for Mark Gooden and Matt Karloff, and 1 free throw for Will Reimer. So the Tigers are struggling from the field. They're struggling offensively, and Anderson with 3 leads the way. Tigers 3 first quarter points, 5 in the second, 8 here at halftime. They're 2 out of 4 from the free throw line and 6 turnovers in the first half. Starter Tyler Rebarger, starter Cade Welke, starter Patrick Opperman have not scored for the Tigers in this basketball game, and starter Brady Mankey. So 4 of the Tigers starters not able to score in the first half. Opperman leads the team on average with 8, Welke with 7, Mankey with 5.5, and Rebarger at 7, and none of those 4 scored in the first half for the Hastings High Tigers. So the Patriots have been ahead all the way, and they lead the Tigers here 20-8 here at halftime. We will take a timeout. When we return, we'll have some more halftime information. District championship basketball going on tonight, and the girls' state tournament coming up later this week. We'll be back in 2 minutes.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings, your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields, machinery, and rock chip repair. The Auto Glass Experts, Jeff and Brent, have more than 25 years combined experience, and they'll come to you. The mobile service number is 463-0025. Call your hometown experts, Auto Glass Experts, 463-0025. The clear choice, Auto Glass Experts, 405 West J Street, Hastings.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings tips its sports cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
Taking care of your eyes may be the most important thing you can do for yourself. Let Dr. Richard Arneson and Dr. Nate Boland at Hastings Vision Clinic help you with the best, most complete vision care, including eye exams, low vision treatment, therapeutic treatment for eye disease, contact lenses, designer eyewear, and sunglasses. Hastings Vision Clinic is a Medicare and Medicaid provider with an on-site spectacle lab and is open Monday through Friday and Saturday mornings. Call 462-8816 at Hastings Vision Clinic, 2119 West 12th in Hastings.
The unbelievable tractor tire sale is on now at CPI Mr. Tire. Co-op pivot tires are as low as $151 cash and carry for size 11.2 by 24 4-ply. The Agrimax tractor tire is as low as $925 cash and carry for size 480 ADR 42. Other tractor tires are also on sale at CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of South Central Nebraska.
Helping you help yourself. CPI. CPI.
Adams Central 20, Hastings High 8 here at halftime. The semifinal district basketball game, the Patriots have led all the way. They have their largest lead here at halftime, a 12-20. Okay. We have some district championship basketball coming your way this evening on our family station, the Platte River Radio. Of course, the semifinal here on ESPN 1550 KICS, on our sister station 1230 KHAS Radio. St. Cecilia boys go after a district championship in Class C1. They'll take on Centennial. A game over in York tonight. Mike will have the call pregame show at 6:45. Also on the Breeze tonight, KLIQ FM 94.5. Minden takes on Ainsworth in the C15 district final at 7 o'clock. 6:50 pregame there. And on Classic Hits 98.9, KKPR FM, Ravenna and West Holden, their C2 district final. That's pregame also at 6:50. We'll have basketball for you tomorrow night on 1230 KHAS Radio as the winner of this one. We'll have a city team involved. We'll take on the winner of the second game tonight between Grand Island Northwest and Holdridge for the district title and trip to the Class B Boys State Basketball Tournament. The Patriots, the defending champions in the tournament. And on the Breeze tomorrow night, we'll have Giltner and Lindsay Holy Family, the Breeze, KLIQ FM 94.5, their district D2 championship. Giltner and Lindsay Holy Family with the trip to the state on the line there. The Giltner Hornets, though, looking to go as a wild card if they do not win that game tomorrow night. Of course, they're going to go out and try to claim that district championship tomorrow night against Lindsay Holy Family. We'll have it for you on the Breeze about 6:50 or so tomorrow night. We'll take our final timeout when we return. We'll have the third quarter back in 30 seconds.
Part of our community, part of your life. Hastings State Bank. Hastings State Bank works for growth and prosperity for the common interest, our community. Hastings State Bank offers a full array of banking services for today's busy lifestyle. Come to the nearest Hastings State Bank location and see what they can do for you. Hastings State Bank, an equal housing lender, member FDIC. Hastings State Bank, Hastings, Roseland, Fairfield, and Lincoln, and at hastingsstatebank.com. Proudly supporting local and area academics and athletics.
Back to Grand Island Senior High School, the third quarter about to begin in this district semifinal. Adams Central 20, and Hastings High 8. The Patriots dominating the board. Got 7 points from Calvin Ott and Brady Barrett. I've never trailed. Hastings High with 3 points from Ty Anderson to lead the way. And the Tigers got to find some offense. They've got nothing inside. They've been pretty much one and done on the offensive end as the Patriots again have controlled the offensive and defensive boards. Tigers will shoot at the basket to our left. They'll have the basketball first. Patrick Hopperman inbounds the two Brady Menke. Tyler Rebarker, Ty Anderson, Cade Welke on the floor. Nick Stein, Jake Fowler, Calvin Ott, Matt Overmiller, Brady Barrett for the Patriots. Patriots up by 12. Third quarter underway. Man-to-man Patriot defense. Brady Menke with the basketball. Inside to Opperman. Opperman, who hasn't scored, back out to Rebarger. To Menke. Top of the key pass now to Anderson. The right side to Cade Welke. Hot with the defense there. Welke to Rebarger. To Menke. To Ty Anderson. Look inside. Find Opperman. To the baseline. Tipped away from him. Grabbed by Nick Stein. Stein gives up the basketball to Fowler. It's knocked out of bounds. It's off of a Tiger. And it'll be Patriot basketball. So the Tigers turn the basketball over to start period number three. And it'll be basketball to the Patriots. 20-8. Adam Semple with the lead. The Tigers have problems scoring this year, but they have just not been able to get into double figures in this game yet. Jake Fowler into the offensive zone for Adam Semple in the corner to Nick Stein. Stein for the Patriots. Top of the key to Overmiller. Inside to Ott. At the baseline, turns back out to Overmiller for three from the wing. In the air, in the hole, Matt Overmiller. His first basket of the game. And the Patriots up to a 15-point lead, 23-8. From Cordis Opperman. Inside to Welke. Back out to Menke for three. In the air, off there, no good. Rebound goes in the corner, and Menke runs it down to Welke. Out to Opperman. Patrick runs down that wide pass to the Tigers. Picked up a 12-footer. Off there, no good. Stein with the rebound for the Patriots student Barrett. Patriots run from left to right. Barrett now slows up back to Stein. Top of the key for three. Long, no good. Tipped around on the whistle. Now the knot hits the deck, but a foul going to be called. Probably on Calvin Ott. Nope, it's on. Patrick Opperman. Patrick Opperman picks up the foul. He held Calvin Ott there. And a non-shooting situation. The Patriots inbound. To Overmiller, inside to Ott, back out to Matt Overmiller for three, in the air. This one's no good. Ott tries to get the rebound, it's tipped to Fowler, inside to Matt Overmiller. Turns inside, shoots and scores, Matt Overmiller with five this quarter. And the Patriots have a 25-8 lead. This one getting away from the Tigers real quick here in the third quarter. Menke back out to Rebarger, his shot will go down. Kind of Rebarger, his first basket of the game. And it's 25-10 now. Adam Central leads it by 15 with 2 minutes gone, 6 minutes to go. Period number three. Overmiller to Stein. Nick Stein, the corner to Barrett. Tipped away from him and stolen, coming out of their limit is Rebarger. Patriots turn it over. Front court now title Rebarger to Ty Anderson to the baseline. Pass is going to be picked off by Overmiller. Tigers turn it over for the eighth time. Overmiller with the steal there. Fowler. For Adam Semple now. They shoot at the basket right in front of their bench. Discussions from Coach Zach Foster. Man-to-man defense for the Tigers. Stein with it. Nick now to Overmiller. For three from the wing. Going to be off there. No good. Grabbed underneath by Ott. He'll pull it up and good. Calvin Ott picks up that ball in the lane and scores. 27-11 and a timeout. Hastings High School with 5:12 to go in period number three. Adams Central 27, Hastings High 11, back in 1 minute.
You're invited to the Plumbing Showroom at Cully Pipe and Steel Supply in Hastings to see the 3,000-square-foot showroom. The Plumbing Showroom includes a full line of kitchen and bath products featuring products by Moen, Crane, Swanstone, quality kitchen and bath cabinets, Aqualine air pools, and many more plumbing products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, the Plumbing Showroom has the professional people that can help you create the look you want. It's the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street in Hastings, a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply Incorporated.
Mohawk Carpet has been the most trusted name in carpet for more than 132 years, and Boris Floors is your Mohawk dealer and color center in Hastings. New Mohawk products are arriving at Boris Floors, and you can get sale prices on the new Mohawk carpet, tile, laminate, and wood, plus discounts on the current Mohawk line of floor products. Now is the time to save on Mohawk Carpet at Boris Floors, 827 West 1st in downtown Hastings. Call 46-FLOOR, that's 463-5667, Boris Floors in Hastings.
27-10 on that two-point field goal by Tyler Rebarger. The Tigers with only 10 points there. That was a two-pointer. 5 minutes to go, third quarter, Tiger basketball. Brady Menke on the floor with Tyler Rebarger. Matt Karloff has checked in. Will Reimer and Patrick Opperman on the floor for the Tigers. They're down by 17 here, 4:50 to go. Patriots have Jake Fowler, Brady Barrett, next time Calvin Ott, and Matt Overmiller. The Patriots up now by 17 here in the third quarter. Fowler with the defense now on Rebarger. Rebarger to Reimer. Reimer to Mankey now to Patrick Opperman. Patrick has no shot. Back out to Reimer. Right side to Rebarger. Patriots, good man-to-man defense here tonight. Karloff to the free throw line. Inside to Opperman. Back out to Mankey. To Rebarger for three. Off the rim, no good. Rebound Stein. One and done there for the Tigers. Stein to Barrett. Lobs a pass in the front court for Ott. Goes high, tries to save it. Does to Fowler, but Calvin's out of bounds. It'll be Patriots turning it over, and Hastings High getting the basketball. Ott cannot save it. We're stepping out of bounds, and the quick turnover on Adams Central. Zach Hollister will check in for the Patriots at the next whistle. Brady Mankey with the basketball for the Tigers, slowly across the timeline. 4 minutes, 4 seconds to go, third quarter. Mankey inside the lane, puts up the shot, no good. Boy, he hits the deck hard, and so does Matt Obermiller. Foul going to be called on Adams Central. Like they whistle that one on Brady Barrett. The Tigers trying to get that ball inside, which they did with success in the second half the other night against Aurora. So the Tigers, more conscious of trying to be aggressive to the hoop. Brady Mankey on the free throw. This one's off the front iron, no good. Michael Lindblad, Zach Hollister, both check in for Adams Central. Calvin Ott goes out, Matt Obermiller to the Patriot bench. Brady Mankey at the line, missed the first. Tigers 2 out of 5 from the line in this game. Adams Central 1 out of 2. Brady Mankey, second free throw is good. His first point. And now it's 27-11, halfway through the third quarter as well. Jake Fowler for Adams Central into the offensive zone. With the lane, dishes to Zach Hollister, puts up the shot. It's going to be off there, no good. Battering the ball is Patrick Opperman for the Tigers. Opperman to Rebarger. Rebarger looks down court, now dribbles it across the timeline to Karloff. Top of the key to Opperman, left alone for three in the air. Off there, no good. Tigers just can't hit him. There's a whistle. It's going to be a hold on Matt Karloff. He was going for that offensive rebound and held Michael Lindblad of the Patriots from getting to that rebound, and Matt Karloff picks up his third personal foul. 3:32 to go, non-shooting situation. 2:32 to go, 27-11, Patriots with the lead in the ball. Down in the backcourt to Jake Fowler and the defense there by Will Reimer of Adams Central. Wasting time on the defense. Reimer on the defense, Fowler to Hollister. Hollister to Stein, right side to Jake Fowler for three, going to be off the air ball, no good. At the baseline, it's out of bounds, giving the basketball to the Tigers. 3:14 to go, third quarter. Adams Central in command here, 27-11. Sent out to a 5-0 lead, 7-3 after one, 20-8 at halftime. The Tigers have just had a dismal night of shooting in this first half. Inside to Opperman. Now he has to dribble it back out behind the arc. The Rebarger to Mankey, swing it left side for three. Reimer is going to be off there. No good. Karloff offensive rebound, and he scores. Matt Karloff with four. Using a little of the Matt Karloff goal there for the field goal, 27-13, Patriots by 14. Jake Fowler front court for Adams Central. And there's a timeout, Zach Foster of the Patriots. So we'll take a timeout with 2:37 to go, third quarter. Adams Central 27, Hastings High 13, back in 30 seconds.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings, your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields, machinery, and rock chip repair. The Auto Glass Experts, Jeff and Brent, have more than 25 years combined experience, and they'll come to you. The mobile service number is 463-0025. Call your hometown experts, Auto Glass Experts, 463-0025. The clear choice, Auto Glass Experts, 405 West J Street, Hastings.
Patriots with a 14-point lead over the Tigers. It's 27-13. Only 2:37 to go here in the third quarter of play. District championship game tomorrow night on 1230 KHS Radio. There's a steal by the Tigers. That Karloff with the steal to Will Reimer. Turn over on the Patriots. Basketball front court shot put up by Rebarger. It's going to be no good. Grabbed by Brady Barrett. Barrett controls for the Patriots. Another one and done for the Tigers. That could Blake Obermiller to Calvin Ott. 7-footer up and good. Calvin Ott with 11. 29-13. Patriot lead at 16. They've led by as many as 17. And the basketball to the Tigers down here by 16 with 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. Welke inside to Karloff. Back out to Rebarger, to Menke, to Reimer. Reimer to Menke. Brady Menke now to Tyler Rebarger. Blake Obermiller with the defense there to Welke on the right wing. Inside, Karloff turns and shoots with the left hand. Off there, no good. Knocked out of bounds off a Tiger. They can't control the offensive rebound, and the Patriots will have the ball. Matt Obermiller back in. Ashton Dirks in for the Patriots. Zach Hollister goes out. Nick Stein out. Ashton Dirks, Calvin Ott, Matt Obermiller, Blake Obermiller, brothers, and Brady Barrett on the floor for Adams Central. Mark Gooden in the game for the Tigers. Will Reimer, Tyler Rebarger, Matt Karloff, and Cade Welke. 29-13 Patriots. Blake Obermiller to Barrett for the Patriots with the basketball. Blake Obermiller. Obermiller a whistle. He hits the deck. Two Tigers down, but Blake Obermiller on the floor. Foul call on the Tigers. Looks like might be on Matt Karloff. It is. That's his four. So Matt Karloff with four fouls for the Tigers. He goes out of the game. Tyler Rebarger goes out. Into the game for the first time. Jackson Powers, the 6'4 junior for Hastings High. And Ty Anderson also checks back in. So Jackson Powers in the game for the Tigers for the first time tonight. 6'4 frame will guard Calvin Ott here. Ashton Dirks with the basketball to Matt Obermiller. Patriot basketball. They lead 29-13 into the lane. Shot put up on the run. Good by Brady Barrett. 9 for Barrett. 31-13. The top-seeded Patriots have been in control all the way here. Jackson Powers, front court for the Tigers. Less than a minute to go in the third quarter. Ty Anderson inside to Powers at the baseline. Puts up the shot from 7. It's good. Jackson Powers off the bench and scores. For Hastings High, his first field goal off the bench, 31-15. Patriot basketball up by 16. Ashton Dirks front court. To Blake Obermiller inside to Calvin Ott. Swings it back out to Ashton Dirks in the corner now to Matt Obermiller. Stims and goes to his left at the baseline. Cut off there by Welke. Back out to Dirks with 22 seconds to go. Now Zach Foster and the Patriots want to go for the final shot here in the third quarter. With 18 seconds to play, leading 31-15, and Obermiller with it. So the Patriots have had a good third quarter. They've scored 11 points. To the Tigers, 7 have increased their lead up to 16, and now the ball Barrett with 6 seconds to go. Lost control and a double dribble called on Barrett. The 7th turnover on Adams Central, so 5.5 seconds to go. Tigers will come the length of the floor and try to get one before the third period buzzer. Out of the game, Barrett. Out of the game, off for the Patriots. Jake Fowler and Micah Lindblad in. Tigers come the length of the floor. Will Reimer with 3 seconds to go to the timeline with 2. Tipped away and out of bounds. Blake Obermiller tips it away and out of bounds with 0.9 seconds to go. Tigers will throw it in far sideline, about 35 feet from the basket. Jackson Powers does it. Hey, Welke's shot going to be well short. And that's the end of the third quarter. After 3, Adams Central 31, Hastings High 15, fourth quarter in 1 minute.
Roush Commercial Builders specializes in commercial construction and remodeling. Also doing industrial work, cement and carpentry, plus additions. Roush Commercial Builders' work ethic, excellent finished product, and professional reputation have spread through Hastings, South Central Nebraska, and into neighboring states. Call Steve at 402-463-8886. Roush Commercial Builders, 322 West South Street in Hastings, a proud supporter of local and area teams and the Nebraska Cornhuskers.
Friends, let's stop spending our weekends driving back and forth from some home improvement warehouse. Let's make one trip to Ace, get help quickly from people who know their stuff, and do it all before our second cup of coffee. Get your weekend back.
Ace can help you quickly turn your to-do list into a to-done list.
Big G Ace, 3203 Osborne Drive West, Hastings. Big G Ace is open from 7:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 to 6 Sundays.
Ace, the helpful place.
Hastings High 11-7 in that third quarter. The Patriots have moved their lead up to 16 as we begin the fourth quarter. It's 31-15. The Tigers send out Jackson Powers, Ty Anderson, Cade Welke, Brady Menke, and Mark Gooden. The Patriots with Jake Fowler, Matt Obermiller, Calvin Ott, Nick Stein, and Brady Barrett. So Adam Sunder with the ball starting the fourth quarter. 16-point lead. Barrett takes a pass from Obermiller. Shot up as well short, but Barrett fouled on the play. He'll go to the line to shoot 2. Calvin Ott has 11, Brady Barrett 9 for Adams Central. Tennessee Tigers. Leading scorer is Matt Karloff with four, but Matt also has four fouls in the game. Barrett to shoot two, just underway in his fourth quarter here on ESPN 1550, KICS Radio, Hastings, Nebraska, and the ESPN Superstation.com. District B5, Sunday final. Brady Barrett makes the first free throw. The second one up. This one's good. Makes them both 11 for Barrett. And it's 33-15. The Patriots have been in the lead all the way. Jumped out to a 5-0 lead. Now up by 18, 33-15, their biggest lead of the evening. Championship game at 7 o'clock tomorrow night. We'll have it for you on our sister station, 1230 KHAS Radio. Minky with the ball to Ty Anderson for three. Going to be up the iron. No good. Brady Barrett goes high and gets the rebound. Front court pass down to Jake Fowler. Patriots want to run. Cross court to Nick Stein. Stein back out to Barrett. And the Patriots now will slow it up. Didn't get the shot off the break. Calvinott inside in the lane. Lost control of it. It goes out of bounds. The Patriots turn it over. A turnover on Adams Central. Eight on Hastings High. Patrick Opperman. Tyler Rebarger in for Hastings High. Patrick Opperman, the leading scorer for Hastings High on the season. The Ada game has not scored in this basketball game. Cade Welke has not scored for the Tigers. They just have not been able to put the ball in the hoop. Three out of six from the free throw line. Turned it over eight times. Fell behind early and have not been able to catch up. And have not been able to cut into that rebound advantage much by Adam Central. Menke with the shot up. It's going to be off there, no good. But Brady Menke's foul as the Tigers try to get aggressive towards the hoop. Force some fouls. Force something to happen here. Menke to the line to shoot two with 6:53 to go. Matt Overmiller picks up his second personal foul, and Brady Menke to shoot two. Menke has 1 point. He's one out of two from the line, and Brady's first free throw is up and good. 2 points for Menke, 33-16, Adams Central. The Tigers have a lot to get done here to get back in this ball game with 6:53 to play. Second free throw by Menke is going to be off the iron. No good. Grab by Calvin Ott. So one out of two for Menke. And Ott in the backcourt hands it to Jake Fowler. 33-16 Patriots over the Tigers. 6:40 to go in our fourth quarter. Grand Island Northwest and Holridge in game two tonight. The two winners tonight in the championship at 7 o'clock tomorrow night. Matt Overmiller with it for Adam Central underneath to Calvin Ott. Shoots, rolls off there. No good. The rebound by Tyler Rebarger. Rebarger for the Tigers runs to his left. Rebarger into the front court. Reverses. Cross-court pass to Anderson. High with it, drags it, stops and pops from 17, off no good, rebound, Jackson Powers, offensive rebound, back out to Menke, Brady into the lane, runner from 7, off no good, Jackson Powers, another rebound, no good, Calvin Ott grabs it for Adam Central to Stein, 2-on-1 to our right, Stein will drive, shoot and score, Nick Stein with his 4 points, Adam Central lost the lead to 35-16, with 5:55 to go in the ballgame, Rebarger now to Menke. To Jackson Powers, right side to Ty Anderson. To Rebarger. Top of the key for three in the hole. Tyler Rebarger now has five. And it's 35-19. Adams Central by 16. 5:35 to go, fourth quarter. Jake Fowler, front court pass now to Nick Stein toward the Patriots. Stein back out to Barrett on the jump pass. To Overmiller. To Stein. Back to Overmiller as the Patriots lose control of the ball, but Overmiller runs it down. Timeout, Zach Foster of Adams Central. And so we'll take one with 5:20 to go, fourth quarter. Adams Central 35, facing time 19, back in 30 seconds.
Get out and play in your own backyard with the Hustler Sport, available at Jeans Repair and Sales. This mower is loaded with contractor-grade features, including a welded 42, 48, or 54-inch mowing deck. Hustler's smooth track steering makes mowing effortless. The Sport is the highest quality mower in its class, and the beautiful cut will leave your yard the envy of the neighborhood. The Hustler Sport for the person who wants to turn mow time into playtime. See the Sport at Jeans Repair and Sales, 820 West 17th Street, Hastings.
You are listening to high school basketball here tonight on ESPN 1550, KICS Radio in Hastings, Nebraska, and on the World Wide Web at the ESPN Superstation. Adams Central 35, Hastings High 19, 5:20 to go in the basketball game. The championship game set for 7 o'clock right back here at Grand Island Senior High. And we'll have that game for you, as we mentioned, on our sister station, 1230 KHS, because we know we're going to have a Hastings team involved, the winner of this one. We'll get the winner of Grand Island Northwest and Hogan. They're up next here in the second semifinal. Patriot basketball and the 16-point lead, and the Patriots now are going to face a man-to-man defense, and Nick Stein is fouled by Tyler Rebarger. The Tigers pick up their 15th foul, so non-shooting situation, so the Tigers still have one more to give. Adam Center with only two fouls in the second half. Obermiller inbounds in the backcourt to Jake Fowler for the Patriots. Defense to Brady Menke. Fowler with the ball now to Obermiller. 5 minutes to go in the ball game. Adam Central enjoying here a 16-point lead. It was kind of rusty in the first quarter, led 7-3, but they found their offensive gear in the second, third, and fourth quarters. Lead it here 35-19, and there's a timeout going to be called by the Patriots to save the possession. Brady Barrett calls the timeout, and the Patriots will take a timeout. They will take one with 4:46 to go in the fourth quarter. Adam Central 35. Hastings High 19 back in 30 seconds.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
Well, the St. Cyr Bluehawks are trying to get to the state tournament in Class C1 for the fifth year in a row. They're underway in their championship game with Centennial. That's over in York tonight. C1 district title game, that game on 1230 KHAS radio. C1 and C2 district championships are tonight, all the winners to the state tournament. This is a semifinal in the district. The state district qualifier here will go to state, of course, in Class B, that championship game tomorrow night. Patriot basketball with a 35-19 lead. Stein to Fowler for Adam Simple, man-to-man Tiger defense. Calvin Ott on the floor, Matt Overmiller on the floor, Brady Barrett on the floor. Stein, top of the key, dishes in the corner and a whistle. Stein passes that basketball, fouling the Tigers. Tyler Rebarger, his second. And the 16th foul on the Tigers. So the Tigers have reached the limit of six. The Patriots will shoot the rest of the way. Barrett inbounds to Stein. The Patriots trying to take some time off the clock. Inside to Ott. 4.5 minutes to go. Ott works reverse layup up and good. Calvin Ott with 13. 37-19. So Calvin Ott, another good night against the Tigers, led him in scoring the first meeting and has 13-9 to lead the way. Front court, it's Menke. Menke now to Will Reimer. Inside to Jackson Powers. Double team. Controls. Now back out. Pass going to be too strong and out of bounds. Tigers turn it over for the ninth time. And it'll be basketball to Adam Central. 4:05 to go in the ball game. Adam Central with the lead. 37-19. Cade Welke, Matt Karloff check in for Hastings High. Jackson Powers goes out, and Patrick Opperman out. Ashton Dirks will report in for the Patriots. And Matt Overmiller is going to go out. Matt was ready to throw the basketball into the far sideline. He'll check out. Ashton Dirks will play it in. 4:05 to go in the fourth quarter. Adam Central appears to be on its way to the district title game tomorrow night and 15th win of the year. Hastings High in danger of their season ending. There's a pass picked off by Brady Menke. He will drive, shoot and score. Steal and score by Brady Menke, and he has 4 points. 37-21. Some kind of spark there for the Tigers, but they are still 16 down with 3:43 to go. Ashton Dirks with the basketball for the Patriots. Started by Matt Karloff. Matt has 4 fouls, so he'll have to be careful here. Now to Jake Fowler. The Tigers trying to increase the pressure here. They're down by 16. They got to force something. Stein with it. Nick Stein, crossover dribble. He's bumped into by Tyler Rebarger. That's 3 all this quarter on Tyler. 17 foul, and the Patriots will shoot the rest of the way. Nick Stein will be at the free throw line. Nick is only a 42% free throw shooter. He has struggled from the line all year. 1-1 for Stein. He has 4 points. Patriots are only 3 out of 4 from the line tonight, so they haven't shot many free throws, and Stein buries this one. when you got a 16-point lead, it's easier to shoot free throws. It's now 38-21, Adams Central. Stein with five, 3:23 to play. Nick's second free throw is up, and it's good. Boy, buried them both. Swinney didn't look like a 42% free throw shooter. 18-point lead, Adams Central, 39-21. Brady Menke, front court for Hastings High, shooting at the basket to our left here at Grand Island Senior High. Menke now turns and shoots from Stubbing off the backboard. No good. Rebound, Calvin Ott. Ott leads the charge into the offensive zone. Now back out to Dirksen. The rest of the teammates catch up with Calvin Ott. Patriots going to take some air out of the ball if they can with less than 3 minutes to play. 39-21. Ashton Dirks has the ball. Patriots going to force the Tigers to run and chase and foul if possible. Dirks now to Stein. Nick with it. Back out to Dirks. To Jake Fowler. Patriots, no need to be in a hurry. They are not here. Stein with it. They'll look for the high percentage shot. Inside to Ott. Tipped out of bounds by Pat Karloff. Blake Overmiller. Michael Lindblad in for the Patriots. Ty Anderson back in for the Tigers. Patrick Offerman back in. Jackson Powers back in. Brady Barrett sits down. Calvin Ott sits down for the Patriots. Matt Karloff and Cade Welke to the bench. Jack Hollister checks in for Adams Central. 2:36 to play. Stein goes out. Hollister in. Tigers knock that last play out of bounds, and Dirks inbounds for the Patriots to Hollister to Overmiller. Blake Overmiller to Dirks. Top of the key to Hollister. Again, the Patriots will take some air out of the basketball, leading here by 18. And they have led from start to finish as Adam Hunt's going to check in for the Patriots. Fowler with it. 2:16. Clock continues to run. Tigers desperately trying to get the basketball. There's a shot deflected out of there. Opperman got a piece of the ball, and Ty Anderson comes out of there with it for the Tigers. Good court out to Opperman. The Tigers will have to shoot in a hurry here. Inside, and intended for Powers. Tipped away. Bat on the baseline. Fowler comes out of there with it to Blake Overmiller. Turnover on the Tigers. Overmiller hits the deck. Two Tigers with him. Jump ball called. All of the possession. It goes to Hastings High. So the Patriots turn it over. As Adam Hunt does come in for the Patriots, Jake Fowler goes out. 1:55 to go. It's 39-21. So the Tigers is going to clear the bench here. Jaden Lacy, the 6'1 junior, checks in. Trenton Hallmeyer, 6'1 junior. And maybe the white flag going up, as we say, for the Tigers. Patriots have all their starters on the bench also. 1:55 to go. And the Hastings High Tigers season is going to come to an end as Upstairs Duong also checks in for the Tigers. Jackson Powers works inside, shot up, no good, tipped out of bounds by the Tigers. But Powers with a shot there from close range, it wouldn't fall. Tigers knock it out of bounds with 1:45 to go. We may have seen the last of all the starters, and Adam Central is going to move into the championship tomorrow night, and Hastings High season is going to come to an end here tonight, the way it looks, with 1:40 to play, 39-21. Ashton Dirks controls for the Patriots into the offensive zone to Adam Hunt. To Ashton Dirks for the Patriots. Christian Hodson going to check in for Adam Central. The next whistle, Adam Hunt. Corner to Zach Hollister. Hollister to Hunt. Back to Hollister between the rings. Clock continues to run with 1:15 to go. Hollister will drive. Dishes to Hunt. He'll get behind the arc. Take the three. Going to be an air ball grab by Jackson Powers of Hastings High. Jackson Powers for the Tigers. Into the offensive zone. Now to Septer Duong. Duong for the Tigers. Right side to Powers. Jackson with it. Cross course it to Mark Gooden, who's back in there. To Duong. Top of the key. Less than a minute to play. Hallmeyer's shot's going to be no good. Jackson Powers offensive rebound. In the lane. Can't dribble it. Back out. Jaden Lacy. Inside to Powers. Turns on the baseline. Now puts it up from seven. Off there, no good. The rebound by Blake Overmiller with 35 seconds to go. Overmiller into the offensive zone. Adam Central takes a timeout. They want to get these last two guys into the basketball game, Christian Hodson and Zach Kierkegaard. Hodson is a 6'4 junior. Zach Kierkegaard is 6'2 senior. Quick timeout for the Patriots. We'll keep it here during this timeout as Adam Central will move into the championship game tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. We'll have it for you on 1230 KHAS Radio. The basketball season going to come to a close for Hastings High here tonight in 25 seconds. 39-21, Patriots with the lead. And the Patriots have the basketball. Michael Lindblad with it to Zach Kierkegaard. in the corner to Overmiller. Saving it is good, but it goes to Kirkegaard, to Hodgson, back to Hunt. Adam Hunt with 10 seconds to play to Blake Overmiller. Patriots and Tigers going to play out the string. Hodgson has it to Kirkegaard inside the Hodgson. He'll work on the baseline, put up a seven-footer. Short, no good. Grab by Holtmeyer, and that's the ball game. And the Adams Central Patriots have won their way into the championship of the Class B5 District Tournament with the victory over the Hastings High Tigers tonight. Not a pretty one. The Patriots with the victory. Adams Central moves into the championship. The season over for the Hastings High Tigers. The final score, Adams Central 39, Hastings High 21. We'll talk about this one in 1 minute.
If you've been in a winter weather accident or it's time to get rid of that dent or scratch on your vehicle, let Jansen Auto Body take care of it. Jansen Auto Body does body repair and painting, glass replacement, frame straightening on both domestic and foreign, and fiberglass work. Jansen Auto Body gives free estimates and has a 24-hour towing service. Call Jeremiah at 463-5001. Jansen Auto Body on West Highway 6 in Hastings. That's Jansen Auto Body, West Highway 6 in Hastings. Good luck to the local and area teams in their basketball tournament.
Taking care of your eyes may be the most important thing you can do for yourself. Let Dr. Richard Arneson and Dr. Nate Boland at Hastings Vision Clinic help you with the best, most complete vision care, including eye exams, low vision treatment, therapeutic treatment for eye disease, contact lenses, designer eyewear, and sunglasses. Hastings Vision Clinic is a Medicare and Medicaid provider with an on-site spectacle lab and is open Monday through Friday and Saturday mornings. Call 462-8816 at Hastings Vision Clinic, 2119 West 12th in Hastings.
The Adams Central Patriots win this district B5 semifinal game over the Hastings High Tigers in the Battle of Hastings teams here tonight at Grand Island Senior High. The final score, Adams Central 39, Hastings High 21. Just a not a good offensive night for the Tigers, and the Patriots controlling the backboards at kind of a sluggish start after not playing for 9 days. But the Patriots led from start to finish and got their offense in gear over the final three quarters and won at 39-21. Adam Central jumped out to a 5-0 lead. Took the Tigers 5 minutes to score. It was 5-2 at that point. The 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. Adam Central led it 7-3 after the first quarter. Patriots moved that lead to 13-4 in the second quarter. 17-8, 18-8, and Adam Central led 20-8 at halftime. The Patriots continued to increase that lead in the third quarter. Got it up to 25-8 in the third. 27-10. And the Patriots led 31-15 after three quarters of play. And the fourth quarter played itself out. Adams Central outscoring Hastings High 8-6. So the Patriots did not allow the Tigers to score in double digits in any quarter. And Adams Central won it by the score of 39-21. Their largest lead of the evening was the final score of 18 points, 39-21. Adams Central outscoring Hastings High 20-8 in the first half, 19-13 in the second half. Patriots with quarters of 7, 13, 11, and 8. The Patriots with 39 points. Hastings High quarters of 3, 5, 7, and 6. 21 points in the ball game for the Tigers. That's well below their average. They've struggled offensively, but not really like tonight as the Tigers just cannot get the ball to fall. Good defense by Adams Central, and the Patriots dominating the boards win the game 39-21. Adams Central led in scoring by Calvin Otta as he did in the first game with these two. He had 12 to lead the way, and the Patriots win over the Tigers on a couple of weeks ago, in fact, 10 days ago. And Ott was the leading scorer there for the Patriots as they defeated the Tigers in the first go-round of these teams. And as Ott led the team in scoring tonight with 13, Brady Barrett with 11, 6 points for Nick Stein, 5 for Matt Overmiller, 2 apiece for Jake Fowler and Zach Hollister. So 13 for Ott, 11 for Barrett as the Patriots go 5 out of 6 from the free throw line and win it with 39 points. For Hastings High, led by Tyler Rebarger, he had 5 points, 4 for Brady Menke, 4 for Matt Karloff, 3 points for Ty Anderson, 2 for Mark Gooden, 2 for Jackson Powers, and 1 free throw for Will Reimer. The Tigers 4 out of 8 from the line, get 21 points on the night. Tyler Rebarger leads the way with 5 points. So that's the play-by-play portion of things, but stay tuned. We have more to come here from Grand Island Senior High, the post-game activities. We'll have our player of the game and then the coaches' post-game show. Hastings High season comes to an end with 5 wins and 17 losses with this semifinal defeat here tonight. The Adams Central Patriots now 15-8, the top seed in this district tournament. The Patriots move into the championship tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. They'll play the winner of the second game tonight between Grand Island Northwest and Holdridge. That will take care of the play-by-play portion of things. The final score, the Adams Central Patriots 39, the Hastings High Tigers 21. Back with the Player of the Game program. That's coming up next.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the ESPN Radio 1550 KICS Sports Boosters. Local business, supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned. The post-game shows are coming up next on ESPN Radio 1550 KICS.
Call Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, for all your residential, farm, and commercial plumbing needs, including water heaters and water softeners. Witt Plumbing also does new construction, remodeling, and repairs, also backhoe, trenching, and leach fields, and is a certified septic tank installer. Call 463-4664. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Get professional expert service from Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, proudly supporting local and area academics and athletics.
And now we head back to the gym for the Player of the Game. Brought to you by Hastings Vision Clinic, 2119 West 12th Street in Hastings.
Welcome back to Grand Island Senior High School. This is the Player of the Game program as Adams Central beats Hastings High by the score of 39-21. The Patriots lead it from the get-go, get the first five of the game, and win it 39-21. 13 for Calvin Ott, 11 for Brady Barrett in the game to lead Hastings High School. None in the first quarter for Ott, 7 in the second, and he had another 6 in the second half. He had 13, and Barrett with 11 for the Patriots tonight. Good defensive effort by Hastings High. They controlled the boards, and two players in double figures, and we'll name our Adams Central and Hastings High player of the game as Tyler Rebarger led the way for the Tigers tonight, but Adams Central won it by the score of 39-21. We'll name our players of the game right after this.
Taking care of your eyes may be the most important thing you can do for yourself. Let Dr. Richard Arneson and Dr. Nate Boland at Hastings Vision Clinic help you with the best, most complete vision care, including eye exams, low vision treatment, therapeutic treatment for eye disease, contact lenses, designer eyewear, and sunglasses. Hastings Vision Clinic is a Medicare and Medicaid provider with an on-site spectacle lab and is open Monday through Friday and Saturday mornings. Call 462-8816 at Hastings Vision Clinic, 2119 West 12th in Hastings.
Adams Central wins at 39-21. Our players of the game tonight, Calvin Ott will get it for the Adams Central Patriots. Again, 13 points and rebounds tonight for Calvin Ott. Don't have the official figure, but he had a good total for the Patriots tonight and 13 points to lead the way. We'll give it to Calvin Ott as Adams Central wins this basketball game tonight. The Tigers just struggled all evening long, so their leading scorer will give it to the guy who had the most points for the Patriots tonight. Tyler Rebarger will be the Hastings High player of this game tonight as Adams Central wins it by the score of 39-21. Tyler Rebarger for Hastings High, Calvin Ott for Adams Central, our players of the game. Stay tuned. The Coach's post-game show is up next.
You've been listening to the Player of the Game, brought to you by Hastings Vision Clinic, 2119 West 12th Street. Call 462-8816. Stay tuned. Our post-game coverage continues with the Coach's Post-Game Show, next up on ESPN 1550 KICS.
Part of our community, part of your life, Hastings State Bank. Hastings State Bank works for growth and prosperity for the common interest, our community. Hastings State Bank offers a full array of banking services for today's busy lifestyle. Come to the nearest Hastings State Bank location and see what they can do for you. Hastings State Bank, an equal housing lender, member FDIC. Hastings State Bank, Hastings, Roseland, Fairfield, and Lincoln, and at hastingsstatebank.com, proudly supporting local and area academics and athletics.
Our post-game coverage continues with Nothing But Net, brought to you by Bill Hamburger Remodeling.
Joins us at basketball coach, the Adams Central Patriots, as the Patriots defeat Hastings High 39-21 tonight. Coach, thanks for joining us. Kind of a sluggish start by your ball club, but the offense got it in gear. Second, third, and fourth quarters, and a great job of rebounding the ball in your defense. I guess you got the most happiest you are with things here tonight.
Yeah, we're very happy. We talked in the locker room after the game. I talked to you earlier today that
rebounding again would be the number one focus of the game. I thought we rebounded very well, and I thought we showed some mental toughness that maybe we didn't show earlier this season because our shots didn't fall. Like you said, it was not a thing of beauty on offense, and a lot of times earlier in the year, our offense affected our defense, and I thought tonight it didn't. I thought we fought through that. And, you know, I was really proud of our guys in defensive end for not hanging their heads because the ball wasn't going in.
We talk about the rebounding, both ends of the floor, Coach, offensively and defensively. You have to be very happy with that. Just wasn't getting the offensive rebounds you control. One and done for the Tigers all the way. So all around, that rebounding was really good tonight.
Yeah, definitely. And this last week, we really, you know, we haven't played in, I don't know what it was, 10 days, something like that. We really focused and tried to get better defensively and rebounding because we know if you're going to beat anybody this time of year, you better board it and you better be able to guard somebody. And I thought we've really gotten better. I thought that showed tonight.
The offense obviously was geared to get it inside to Calvin to use his strength and muscle in there. Didn't score in the first. You're a little rusty offensively, but he has a good second quarter and ends up with 13. But that obviously was the offensive plan.
Yeah, we wanted to get the ball to Calvin, get him some touches. We got great looks early. I mean, I think it was 7-3 at the end of the first, and we were thrilled. We just thought, guys, we're getting every look we want. We just got to finish. I mean, we had 3 or 4 layups at the basket. We just didn't get them knocked down. And so, you know, you get 2 or 3 of those in there, and all of a sudden it's 11 or 13-3, and you feel a lot different about it.
You have Calvin working inside. Brady Barrett has 11 tonight. That Obermiller doesn't score in the first half, but he gets 5 quick ones in the third quarter. So you got all your guys involved in the offense that you wanted. Maybe not mad in the first half, but the offense working inside out was good tonight.
Yeah, I was proud of our guys just for listening because we kind of, you know, pulled the ball out a little bit early because obviously at this time of year it's winning in advance and we didn't want any kind of miracle comeback. So I kind of, you know, made him take the foot off the gas a little bit in the second half, the fourth quarter, and just pull it out and play motion and try to spread it. And I thought our guys did a good job of that.
We talked about the one and done basically for the Tigers. Good defense by your ball club too tonight, Coach. And you did your positioning, your screen out on the rebounding too. But a good defensive effort. You're in the man all evening long, but to hold the team to 21 points, that's pretty good.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you can say whatever else you want about. We said afterwards that 39 is not real pretty, and how we shot's not real pretty, but 21 is pretty. And if you can win by 18, only scoring 39 points, you feel pretty good about it.
The ball club down in the championship tomorrow night against the winner of game number 2 here tonight, Holders Dusters or Granada Northwest. You defeated both of those ball clubs, and now you're finished with that 9 days off. You go right back at it tomorrow night. So what's the plan for tomorrow night? I guess maybe watch some of this game.
Yeah.
And you're beating both these teams, but that doesn't mean anything right now.
Right. Everybody's 0-0 when you start districts. So we have confidence in playing them earlier. But obviously we know that isn't going to help you tomorrow. I mean, it's going to be 0-0 when you start the game tomorrow. And they're both very athletic. I think they've gotten better throughout the year. They both play great defense, great coaches. So we're going to have to be prepared. Coaches always throw all of our players tomorrow for a great game.
And it's going to be maybe one of those things tomorrow night. Maybe we won't have the rust, but maybe a little jitters to start the game. And definitely both teams will have that. But you want to get rid of those as quick as you can because you want to, if you can, get ahead, get off to a good start tomorrow night because everybody knows what's on the line, but you want to get off to a good start.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I think our guys will be fine. I'm not really worried about that. I mean, I think you have to jitter for the warm-up. After that first couple, you know, trips up and down the floor, I think that goes away.
But just for your guys coaching staff, and it's where you want to be. You want to be in a district championship, playing for the trip to go to state tomorrow night. There's no other place you'd rather be, so your guys have the opportunity, and you don't want them to miss it tomorrow night, do you?
No, definitely. We're where we wanted to be. Our number one goal for the season was to get to the state tournament, and, you know, we got 32 minutes to see if we can accomplish that goal, so we're excited.
So we're down to a one-game season, aren't we, Coach?
Definitely.
There we go. Coach, congratulations on the win tonight and the season so far. We'll see you tomorrow. Thanks for coming out.
Thank you.
Zach Foster, head basketball coach of the Adams Central Patriots, as Adams Central wins its way into the district final, 39-21 over Hastings High. We'll take a timeout when we return. We'll wrap things up here at Grand Island Senior High right after this.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings tips its sports cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
Adams Central with the victory tonight over Hastings High, 39 6-21 in the semifinals of the D5 District Tournament here at Grand Island Senior High. 13 for Calvinott, 11 for Brady Barrett to lead the way for the Patriots. 5 points for Tyler Rebarger was the top score for Hastings High. Adams Central jumping out to a 5-0 lead. That's 7-3 at first quarter break, 20-8 at halftime, 31-15 after three, and 39-21 final score. The Patriots leading the way on the boards over the Hastings High Tigers, playing the good man-to-man defense and struggled a little bit scoring in the first quarter, but then picked it up with 32 points over the last three quarters, and Adams Central wins at 39-21. So the Patriots are 15-8. They'll be in the championship game tomorrow night at 7 o'clock right back here at Grand Island Senior High. We'll have that basketball game for you on our sister station, 1230 KHAS Radio, as the Patriots will take on the winner of the second game here tonight between Grand Island Northwest and Holdridge. And the winner tomorrow night, of course, automatic qualification to the boys' state basketball tournament in Class B. And nobody really going in. The three teams left are concerned about wild card points. You've got to win it tomorrow night. You'll be at the state the tournament. Hastings High ends its season with 5 wins and 17 losses. It was some struggling times for the Tigers this year, but they got a first-round win in this tournament and moved through the season and progressed. But it ends tonight for the Tigers with 5 wins and 17 losses as its coach Scott Rosno for Hastings High School has on his basketball club. The seniors, we're going to try to find the seniors. In fact, Hastings High doesn't have a senior on the ball club. So they'll have everybody back next year, the starters and everybody else, no seniors on this basketball club for Hastings High, and they end at 5-17. Adams Central at 15-8, and they will be in the championship tomorrow night. A score for you, an update on the District C championship involving St. Cecilia and Centennial in boys' action tonight. After one quarter, St. Cecilia 15 and Centennial 8. The Blue Hawks trying to win that district title tonight and go back to the state tournament for the fifth time. And they lead 15-8 after one quarter of play. Tomorrow night on the family of stations, the Platte River Radio, we will have, as mentioned, the Adams Central game in the championship of this district tournament in Class B on KHS at 6:45 tomorrow night, 7 o'clock for tip-off. Also tomorrow night we'll have a D2 District 2 final, Gilder Hornets. The Hornets of Gilbert take on Lindsay Holy Family. That's in Stromsburg at Cross County High School. That game will be on the breeze tomorrow night, KLIQ FM 94.5. 6:50 pregame, 7 o'clock tip-off tomorrow. Also tomorrow night on our family of stations, the Platte River Radio, a D2 district final between Pleasanton and Sargent. That'll be on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. That's KKPR. 6:50 pregame, 7 o'clock tip-off tomorrow night. And also a D1 district final tomorrow night on ESPN 1550 KICS and ESPN 1460 KXPN will be Overton and Axtell in a boys' district final tonight. The C's, 1s and 2s are playing their district finals tonight. Classes D1 and D2 boys are playing their district championship tomorrow night. Stay tuned here on 1550 KICS and also on 1460 KXPN tonight for Big 12 basketball, Kansas State and Texas. That's coming up about 7:45 on the ESPN Super Station. Well, that will do it from Grand Island Senior High. Not going to get a chance the way it looks to talk to Hastings High coach Scott Rosno as we'll wrap things up here at Grand Island Senior High. And the Adams Central Patriots win their way to the district championship with the victory over Hastings High tonight. Once again, the final score, Adams Central 39, Hastings High 21. The Patriots into the championship game tomorrow night here at Grand Island Senior High and the state tournament first. On the line tomorrow night for Adams Central. From Grand Island Senior High, for producer engineer Stephanie Mueller, I'm Blaine Bulis. Have a great rest of the week.
Nothing But Net has been brought to you by Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Give them a call at 469-8551 or visit them on the web at billhamburgerremodeling.com. Join us next time for more exciting basketball action on ESPN Radio 1550 KICS. This has been an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.